Thanks for listening to the WYXR Archives. It's our spring pledge drive. Help keep the archive going by going to WYXR.org and donating now.
YXR 91.7 FM
in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mr. Steve.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Shelby.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you guys. Good to be in Memphis for the night.
Yeah.
For the hour.
For the hour, yes.
We are in the new and untitled show in the midst of our pledge drive.
Where we've crossed the 25% into the 26%. Margin, and that's from volunteer donations supporting volunteer radio in Memphis, Tennessee. Ain't that right, Steve Shelley?
That is very, very, very correct. And I'm happy to be here with Shelby and Robert. And Robert, you just played the first track that was the Hellcats, and we're having an event with the Hellcats this week, right?
Yes, in 2 days. I thought if we played that first, we wouldn't forget to promote it. On my show tomorrow, I will forget to do everything, so I'm taking care of business now. We got WYXR does all these kind of community events. This one, we do a series with the Memphis Listening Lab. Very That's cool right. neighbors in the building here. Crosstown Concourse. And we have all of the Hellcats coming together to talk about that record, which is... They're one full LP, and it's kind of when it's a very mature, it's a great sounding record, you know.
When was it made?
I'm going to say early 90s, 90, 92. Okay. I'll look
it
at
like
it in 92, a minute.
92, 93, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
That was an Irma Thomas cover. That was great to hear.
Yeah. And it was, and that's the sound of Doug Easley's backyard. He hadn't moved over to the studio you were familiar with yet. This was, I think, still in the backyard at his house, the old studio.
The space before Easley McCain.
Yes, yes. And they were doing all these, you know, that was great that there was this scene here doing these records for this French label, New Rose, like this one was done for it. And plus, how cool to be doing, if you're doing records for a small label, better there in Paris, France than Paris, Tennessee.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe we should play some more music. What do you have next, Shelby?
It looks like what we got coming up next is from Lisa Aldridge, right?
I thought since we were playing Hellcats, it might, Steve, you had picked this Lisa Aldridge track, and I thought since she was in the Clits, which preceded the Hellcats, might be something to talk about. Why'd you pick this track?
I just like the Lisa tracks that are sort of concurrent to Sister Lovers.
Yeah.
something about them I love, and it's hard to find, so I'm always curious about it. Keeps me curious.
I think this one was done at Sam Phillips Recording Service, and Rick Ireland did the mix, he told me, and you'll hear this place in the mix where it sounds like, hey, wait a minute, my equipment is breaking. And I just love that, because you get up to check your stuff, yeah, and it's like, oh, that's the mix.
Oh, that snapped. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
Man, what kind of conversation? You can't have a conversation like this on any other station than here at WYXR, which is why you guys out there that are listening right now, donate online today to keep this thing going, to keep having these kinds of conversations here on the airwaves.
WYXR.org/donate. Is that where to go? Or is...
Yeah, WYXR.org. You can just go on the homepage, and right there is that little donate button. And you can see all of our membership options and any other sort of information that you want to know about the station, as well as how you can show your support, is right there at WYXR.org. Or you can give us a call, you know, at 901-460-3031. Let us know what you think, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And think about this Lisa Aldridge track. She's the muse of Sister Lovers, the Big Star Third album.
All right, let's get into it.
That's the story of my life. That's the difference between wrong and right. But Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the difference between wrong and right. But Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life. The difference between wrong and right. But Billy said that both those words are dead. That's the story of my life.
Going down south, going down.
All right.
WYXR.org. Check us out.
Yeah. Check us out online.
Playing the Memphis ladies here on our Pledge Drive show. The new Untitled show. This is, by the way, not the Untitled show. It's the new Untitled
the
show.
The new Untitled show.
Steve, when did you meet Laurette Velvet, who we just heard doing the R.L. Burnside song Going Down South?
I met Laurette at Easley McCain in 94, 95, when Sonic Youth was there making Washing Machine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Laurette and Melissa...
Yeah.
Came over to sing along with Kim Gordon and Kim Deal on this song, kind of a Shangri-La's homage we were doing called Little Trouble Girl.
Uh-huh.
And so Laurette and Melissa both sang on our record, and we became friendly after that.
That's so cool. Yes, I remember you and Melissa becoming friends around that time. You were putting out records, and you had your own label. You still have it, don't you? Different name?
Yeah, back then it was called Smells Like Records, but now it's called Vampire Blues. It's kind of moved on.
Uh-huh. Where does that name Vampire Blues come from?
From On the Beach by Neil Young. It's a song title.
We heard Lisa Aldridge, and then it's kind of a nice little set there. Hellcats, Lisa Aldridge, Laurette. We're keeping it local for our, want to mention again, on Wednesday night. 7 p.m., 6 p.m.? What time are we doing to that,
6
Shelby?
6 p.m.
It's at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at the Memphis Listening Lab.
At the Memphis Listening Lab.
Come on out. Another way to support WYXR just by being there. But we'll also take you... We'll take your dollars, too, if you want to send them into the pledge drive.
Yeah, and speaking of dollars, we did just have a donation come in the middle of the song.
Preach it!
From our good and lovely WYXR friend, Bill Dearson.
Thank you so much.
Bill's Rent Party Bill. Yeah, Rent Party Bill. Yeah. Party Souche. You'll know that one. But yeah, and just like Bill, you out there can show your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org. Do it while you're thinking about it, really. It's really easy to do.
And sometimes the phone call is the easier thing. 901-460-3031. 901-460-3031.
That's right.
Steve, I queued up because I knew that Laurette met Townes Van Zandt. I queued up,
sure,
and you picked a Townes Van Zandt track. I got that queued up next. Tell us, man, you've had a long history with Townes. How'd that come about?
Well,
tell the WYXR.org/donate listeners how that came about.
Yeah,
that came about because of a sampler CD that I bought in London. Am I with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I bought a CD in London at a used record store. It was like a Charlie CD.
Uh-huh.
And it had all these different people on it. And it had this Townes Van Zandt cut on it called Kathleen. And it was one of the scariest songs I ever heard.
Nice.
And I fell in love with it. And I'm still in love with it. Today we'll play a version from the Live at the Old Quarter, which was the record that I bought and would send to Geffen executives telling them that they've got to put out a record by this guy. And
That's so cool. Yeah, what a way to exercise your power. That's great, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that record never got made, but we did spend some time with Townes, and we sure have a lot of love for him.
Yeah, you tried to make the record, and you got a few recordings, didn't you? A couple?
Hard to say a few, but we tried.
Okay. Yeah, man. He had a broken hip. That was a difficult time.
Yes, it was. He arrived with a broken hip, which stunned us all.
Wow.
As we were trying to begin,
a record for Geffen.
Yeah, basic tracks for a Geffen record.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lesson in humility. but I love Towns so much. Should we play a song by Towns?
Yeah, we'll get back into it. For everyone that is listening, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Well, let's see, player. We ain't got this one. For some reason, it's called Kathleen. I wrote this on the same night I wrote Our Mother of the Mountain, if you know which one that was. Up in Austin. It's plain to see the sun won't shine today. But I ain't in the mood for sunshine anyway. Maybe I'll go insane. I got to stop the pain. Maybe I'll go down and see Kathleen. While it comes, tells me of her dreams. She says she'd like to know just what they mean. Feel like I could die as I watch her flying by. Ride the north wind down to see Kathleen. The stars hang high above the ocean's roar. The moon has come to lead me to her door. Crystal cross the sand, and the waves, they take my hand. Soon I'm gonna see my sweet Kathleen. Soon I'm gonna see my sweet Kathleen.
Thank you.
Well, that's so great to hear.
Yeah, that is great. That's a song by Tim Prudhomme, written by Tim Prudhomme, from With the Hole Dug that he made at Easley McCain Studio, but that's a version by Melissa Dunn.
And where was that one made, hers, do you know?
I don't know where that came from, and I don't know who's playing with her. If I'd done my research, probably a few more buddies would be on that recording, right?
Steve, how'd you get involved here at WYXR.org/donate?
I think Robbie and JB sent me an email and asked if, you know, if I'd be interested in being a DJ, which I'd never really done before. And I think that's about it, that they considered me to be one of the folks that didn't live in Memphis that they would let into WYXR, and I'm so happy they did. I love being part of the WYXR community and the radio station, and really enjoy the shows that we make and the programming that we put together.
And you've been a, you know, more than a fan, a patron of the Memphis scene over time, you know, bringing acts here to record and recording acts from here. And it's just great that I think it's such a cool culmination, you know, present day moment of your work here to say, hey, Memphis, every Monday night I'm going to share my time with you and play some things and talk about it. On behalf of the town, I'd like to say thank you.
Oh, you know, we need to hang out more, Robert. I'm going to carry you around with me. but thank you. I really have a big fondness for Memphis and all the stuff that we get to do there when we visit. I love going to Goner. I love going to Shangri-La. I love going to Sun. I love going to Stax. I love stopping by Royal. You know, it's just such a fun place.
Well, let's see. What else did we say we had queued up here on our Pledge Drive show? Kind of featuring Memphis stuff, as it turns out.
Memphis buddies and heroes.
Shelby, do we pick a song over there?
I mean, we got so many that showcase Memphis music.
All right, we can go to this early art, and let's go to this garage rock thing I've got queued up.
All right,
let's do it.
This will be Lawson and four more. You know, I don't know which. See, tomorrow afternoon I wouldn't let you do that. Shelby just turned the record up so you'd hear it. Tomorrow on my show, the Idle Hour from 3 to 4 on WYXR.org/donate. I'd make that mistake live and in public.
It sounds like you do it on purpose.
Well, I mean, I like to
It sounds
do it
human.
On purpose. It's, yeah, I just like to foreground it.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and it sounds human. And I love that about your show. I love it. And what better way to listen to good local radio that sounds like someone is actually in the studio
messing up
and curating all of this stuff. You can't get it anywhere else. So if you want to support things like that, donate at WYXR.org.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's get this queued up and ready to go.
If you want me, you can find me. Lawson of Four More, recorded at the Ardent when it was in the back house, Granny's Sewing Room, the back house at John Fry's over on Gladeview or something. Let's hear it, Shelby.
All right.
1960-something-six, maybe?
I think so.
You diamonds. A rich man can give you gold. You can live your life like a princess in comfort as you grow old. But if you want me, you can find me. Late in the night, you're late sleeping. The rest of the world outside, you're locked up safe in your mansions. You run, but you can't hide. And if you want me, you can find me. I can tell you of honesty and honor and the things that money can't buy. But that would be a waste of my time telling you that same old lie. And if you want me, you can find me. Say if you want me, baby, you can find me. Try to find me. Bye.
Can live in my right mind. but I won't change. You can make me feel bad, but I won't change. I don't need these things you say I want. I can live in my right mind. There's a place for us in the real world. You can make me feel bad.
Just hearing that was so nice.
Yeah, that was Tapius. That was live live in Brooklyn. Tapius is a group I've been playing with that features Ernie Brooks from the Modern Lovers. He plays bass and sings. He sang that song.
Beautiful vocals.
Feel bad.
It was amazing.
I think he had a cold or something that night, but it sounds beautiful. And that's an Arthur Russell tune that we've been playing in this group. Peter Zumo is also a member of this group, and he and Ernie both played with Arthur Russell back in the day.
You're hearing it here on WYXR.org because you got people who care about the Memphis community and, you know, what they get to fill their ears with. So show us that you love us and send us a little donation at WYXR.org as a way to say hello.
That's right. And, you know, with I have two great legends here sitting there talking about all of this great music. And they volunteer their time
to
do this. And it's such a wonderful, and it's a blessing to be, like, in between these two great people.
Well, I don't know about that, but I was thinking that about Steve. You know, that like, he's giving his time here, and, you know, people can...
Yeah.
And you don't have to give no big money. You can give $10, $5.
You can give $1.
You can give $1. You can give
every little
bit. We'll take $100. You know, whatever you got.
You know, if you give $100...
Yeah, what do you get?
You do get a t-shirt, right? Of an exclusive Pledge Drive t-shirt. And I think that's really neat.
I wear mine from a prior Pledge Drive.
Yeah, and they're great graphics done by Loaded for Bear. They're really good. They're really good. So if you want a chance, donate now. Donate online at WYXR.org. Be that one out of the 10 that always donate to your local radio station.
As a way to say thank you to Steve Shelley for sharing the Tape Hiss debut with us. That track, that debut. Now you're saying that song's only been cut to lathe?
Yeah, it's that was the world premiere. We haven't played it for anyone.
First ever.
It is a lathe cut. It's not a record that's pressed. They're cut one at a time in real time, kind of like how we make cassettes. So yeah, they're little records that were made one at a time. I'm supposed to put them up on Bandcamp. I'll get that going.
And are those the ones that each time you play them, they wear down a little more, right?
No. Oh, no. These are supposed to be as good as a vinyl record.
Okay.
With proper care and TLC.
Yes. Okay.
And that was the first exclusive done here on the station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure thing.
What is the song?
What is the song?
Yeah. Is it who's it by?
It's by Arthur Russell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Beg your pardon. Yeah.
Because, but both Ernie and Peter played with him when Arthur was a young musician in New York trying to make it happen.
Wow.
And let's play some more music. Shall we, Shelby, did Valerie live in Memphis or just play Memphis a lot? Or does anyone, or maybe Shelby or Robert, do you know?
I think she lived in Memphis for a while, I believe, if I do recall.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Jackson, Tennessee native.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of gigs here, you know, kind of based herself here for a while. And I don't know where she's living now. Nashville, do you know? I don't know. But she'd be all making right, it.
I've been to Jackson. I've been to the Carl Perkins Museum. So.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So I know what you're talking about.
Ah.
I would have been like, I've been at the Casey Jones. All right. So you want to get into some music?
Yes, please.
All right.
Keeping it local here on WYXR.org. Tell us you want to say thank you.
Stay. As a bonus, you'll get back 19 shining sous and the Anthony Dollar coins. This is really fantastic news for those of you who like to collect these things.
That's gonna please ya. Just a little town down in Indonesia, Bangkok. Yeah, Bangkok. Two snotty-eyed men lying in bed. One got his mauser, the other said Bangkok. Oh, Bangkok. Making love the Japanese way. I learned aggressively in Hong Kong, Bangkok. Margaret Trudeau, Jackie O, Madame Newman, Bridget Bardot,
incredible.
Wow.
That's Alex Chilton on the amazing Ork Records box set, which is a beautiful, beautiful set of all those singles that Ork Records put out in the late 70s and early 80s.
Punk rock days of New York.
Yeah, when Alex was in New York and singing about Bangkok.
I kind of thought that flowed very well out of Shelby's track too.
Ebley McNow now.
Yeah.
So how'd you come across Shelby? Because isn't that on your, is that track on your record label?
Yeah, it is. That's on Cloud Wow Music. I met Shelby after I was in town to work with Towns. The Towns story, of course, was tragic. We sent him home, and that was close to the end of Towns' story, but we stayed in Memphis. We were gutted, so sad that this thing that we had been looking forward to, like making this music with our hero, wasn't going to happen, and that Towns was very ill, deathly ill, obviously. Yeah. But we stayed in Memphis, and we went to see the Grifters.
Yeah.
Who were fabulous.
Yeah.
And
there's this weird little band opening up for the Grifters in their new wave outfits. And it was the Clears with Shelby Bryant and Alicia. And it was so amazing.
That's great.
That is awesome.
That's great. And it was just that set that got you intrigued and yes. led yes. to putting the out that record.
Space lasers and shiny outfits and all kinds yes. of Brad Pounders on the cocktail drum kit. It was just a wonderful release after this heavy week that we had, very unfortunate week with Towns, and so we met Shelby, and that was a different trip.
Yes. A different, yes, not that Towns. I mean, Towns being with Towns when he's well was intense. So
right.
being with him when he's not well, I can't imagine.
Right. And we were mentioning earlier, you were on the bus in Europe for the tour, the package tour that you guys all did. And so
the package tour was insane. Yeah.
Well, you know, the little time that I spent with Towns, whenever he was on the mic, it was very difficult. But when Towns was just being with you, he would pick up a guitar and start singing to you. So it was hard to get him to perform when we wanted to record. But when the music was flowing, it was just it was wonderful to be around.
Yeah. And I swear he liked to tell stories as much as play songs. Stories and bad jokes. And the thing maybe he liked to do more than stories and bad jokes and play songs was gamble and drink.
Yeah.
I did have fun doing laundry with him one morning. We ended up dancing in a bar to Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh wow!
That sounds like an okay day.
It was an okay morning. It was a rough day.
Oh man,
things change.
Towns Van Zandt, yeah,
yeah.
Well, you guys are listening to WYXR FM 91.7 FM, and you're listening online at wyxr.org. And I'm here. Shelby, not Shelby Bryant, but Shelby McCall here with Robert Gordon.
I love
Gordon.
Your records, especially the early ones.
Ooh, thank you. I'm just kidding. And I'm here with Robert Gordon and with Steve Shelley hearing these amazing stories. And you can't get any of this type of content anywhere else other than here on this station, WYXR. So if you love what you are hearing and you love everything that is going on here at 91.7 FM, show your support. Give your love. Donate now at wyxr.org.
Come on, folks, now. Put a little skin in the game.
Yeah.
You can get on the website and do it.
If you like stories and bad jokes.
Yeah.
Donate now while you can. Yeah.
Hey, Shelby, we've got a song that's relevant by the Clears. Could we play that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Excellent.
All right,
let's get into it.
More Memphis music.
Yeah.
Steve, so you got into them clears. You got into Shelby stuff.
Got real clear in them clears.
Yeah, yeah. I love the clears. I love Shelby Bryant.
Well,
yeah.
We appreciate you putting him out, getting his music out to the wider world. And what else do we hear in that set, Shelby? Different Shelby? The original Shelby?
What did we hear before that? I think we did a break and we went straight into...
We
and then before that, we had...
Right.
Yeah, and we had Alex Chilton before that, right? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. Bangkok and then Shelby, or Shelby and then Bangkok, yeah.
Yeah.
All those cats in there.
Yeah.
Steve Shelley, you got plans to be in Memphis, Tennessee anytime in the upcoming... foreseeable?
I'm there right now.
We feel you. We feel you.
I don't, Robert, but that could change.
Good. Yes. Man plays gigs.
Man with sticks. Yes.
Man with sticks plays gigs. Man with sticks lives here.
Yeah. But I am happy to be a part of Memphis Radio tonight and to be with you guys and trying to raise donations for our fundraiser this week for WYXR.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to encourage you to show your support for the independent voice of WYXR and the cool voice of WYXR that's got people from Memphis, people from outside of Memphis
all
as
your DJs. All of the Memphis people that are making it out there in the music industry, just going around, you know, and just, you know, showing what Memphis is all about. And what better way to do it than showing your love support to WYXR?
That's true. And what
better way?
What a beautiful, magical thing it is that that Crosstown has developed the way it has.
Yeah.
When I used to visit Memphis years ago, friends would drive me by that old Sears building
and
say,
they're planning on developing this, but we don't know when that'll happen. But, you know, it's amazing that you know, the vitality and the life that is around Crosstown. So it's really a cool civic thing that has happened there.
Yes, absolutely. It seemed like a folly when it was being talked about, and it is amazing to see what it has become, and you know what a great symbol it is for Memphis and Midtown Memphis, and it feels great to be a part of it here at the WYXR station. And you can join us in that good feeling.
Yeah, join us. Be a part of the good feeling, be a part of the good vibes by donating now at WYXR.org, or you can give us a call at 901-460-3031. Show your love, show your support. Show how much you love local radio. Show how much you love Memphis.
Do it.
Yeah.
And if you're in Memphis this week, visit Robert and his discussion with the Hellcats.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, with Greg.
Greg Cartwright and the Hellcats. I understand all the Hellcats, all five Hellcats will be there, and we will be talking about their full-length LP, Hoodoo Train, at Memphis Listening Lab, co-sponsored by WYXR, on Wednesday night at 6 p.m.
Yep.
All right, Wednesday and I'll be back next week with Tim Prudhomme for another new Untitled show, and Shelby, when you're ready, we'll hit the last song of the night.
All right. Yeah, it's about time for us to get out of here. It's about time for the Shansky Shuffle. And so keep it tuned. Keep it locked right here on WYXR 91.7 FM and online streaming at WYXR.org.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Are you sure?